Grammar Girl here. Today we're going to talk about the semicolon, the Roger Clinton of the punctuation world. Considered more useful than the regular colon by most grammar scholars because of its ability to form a winking smiley face, which is far cuter than the traditional smiley face emoticon, the semicolon can also... Oh, looks like we have a call.
How to do there, Grammar Girl. This is Stuart. I seen you over there on the Grand Ole Opry show the other day, and it affected me so that I just had to give you a call and tell you, thought you'd done just real nice on there, and you're a good looking woman too. Anyway, I got a question. I run a bingo parlor down here, and the other day this fella come in dressed up like a ninja or some kind of thing, and anyway, I was a little put off by him at first, but after I got to know him, he's right as rain. Anyway, we got into a little bit of a conversation. I'm hoping you can put an end to it. We was playing bingo, and we don't know if when you're bingoing, if you win the game of bingo, can you say that you're bingoing? And I'm bingoing, I bingoed, and if you win more than two games of bingo, is it that you won, that you got your bingos? All right, well, that's my question to you, Stuart Huff Hines, and I thank you mighty kindly for putting up with me. I feel like ever since I started listening to your show that it's really improved my entire lexicon, and it's made me more verboseness in my whole way of presenting myself, and I really do thank you kindly.
Hi, Stuart. And first off, I'm sorry to hear about your battle with the mysterious assassins known only as the Ninja. As for your comments on my smoking hotness, remember, Grammar Girl affected you with her hotness. But the effect of her hotness was you buying her a diamond tennis bracelet. Go ahead and mail it to me. I'm glad to hear about your newfound grammatical skills, and I'll be glad to answer your question. The short answer is, if you win a game of bingo, you can say whatever you'd like. You're a winner, and you get to make the rules. This is called the Winners Write the Grammars Rule, which was created by Sir Ethan Fancy Bloomers, Lord of Wellingsley, after his was the only ship of the line to fight the Battle of Trafalgar from the shore, after being run aground due to confusion about when the celebration rum was to be given to the sailors. You see, Stuart, despite being put on the honor system to consume their rum only after Napoleon's fleet was decimated, the entire crew of 415 jumped the gun, leading to one of the darkest moments in Royal Navy history. But I digress. I use a simple device to remember the winner's rule of grammar. Whenever you're confused, just think, I before thee after any victory. It's this rule that makes any Xbox Live post-victory trash-talking grammatically correct, regardless of how it's phrased. Now back to the subject of ninjas. When describing a group of ninja, you...
Will, what are you doing in my office?
Oh, this is your office. See, I get confused. Our offices look so similar, and, you know...
Well, here's a good way to tell them apart. My office is in Arizona.
Cool. Well, I'll just finish this one thing.
Yeah, get out.
Grammar Girl, signing out.
Happy April Fool's Day, everyone. The credit for this episode goes to the twisted mind of Will Ross, host of the Traveling Avatar's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Better Second Life.